What is up, guys? Randy here with Quick Tips for Dads. Today's thought, I decided I'm going to change it up a little bit. It's probably going to be a little bit of a shorter episode, but we've got a longer one coming with an interview that I'm really excited to share with you all. But this week, I decided I wanted to focus on a book I read a while back that really impacted me. The book is called Ego is the Enemy by Ryan Holiday. If you don't know who Ryan Holiday is, he writes about the Stoics, an ancient school of philosophy, essentially, from the Greeks and the Romans. And he talks a lot about how to apply some of their philosophies into our modern lives. And this book has seriously been impactful to me. And I hope it can be impactful to you if you listen to this or decide to go read it. I highly recommend it. If you do decide to go read it, the thought from this book talks about how passion is good, but can eventually harm us. And it's probably not enough to help us to reach our goals. Essentially, this is the way I understand it, is passion is almost like a candle that can burn out, that loses its energy as it continues to burn. It loses its fuel, essentially. But what we really need more than passion in our lives, and passion is important, passion can get us started, but what we really are searching for is a purpose. Ryan says, "What humans require in our ascent is purpose and realism. Purpose, you could say, is like passion with boundaries. Realism is detachment and perspective. When we are young, or when our cause is young, we feel so intensely. Passion, like our hormones, runs strongest in youth, that it seems wrong to take it slow. This is just our impatience. This is our inability to see that burning ourselves out or blowing ourselves up isn't going to hurry the journey along. Passion is about. Purpose is to and for. For example, he gives passion. I am so passionate about blank or about something. Whereas purpose is I must do, I was put here to accomplish, or I am willing to endure for the sake of this thing that I'm trying to do. He continues, actually, purpose de-emphasizes the I. Purpose is about pursuing something outside yourself as opposed to pleasuring yourself. More than purpose, we also need realism. Where do we start? What do we do first? What do we do right now? How are we sure that what we are doing is moving us forward? What are we benchmarking ourselves against? Great passions, he quotes, great passions are maladies without hope, as Goethe once said, which is why a deliberate, purposeful person operates on a different level, beyond the sway or the sickness. They hire professionals and use them. They ask questions. They ask what could go wrong. They ask for examples. They plan for contingencies. Then they are off to the races. Usually, they get started with small steps, complete them, and look for feedback on how the next step can be better. They lock in gains and then get better as they go, often leveraging those gains to grow exponentially rather than arithmetically." When I came across this principle as I read this book, it really struck me, because I thought, for example, right now I'm in law school. I've mentioned that. I thought I needed to become obsessed with law school, that I needed to be obsessed with trying to understand the law, to do well in class, to whatever. But what I really needed more than anything was to understand my purpose. Why am I in law school? I must do law school so that I can provide for my family. I must do law school. I've been put on earth to do law school so that I can learn something for myself, or that I can help others, or so I can build businesses, or whatever it may be. My purpose in law school is so much more important, because if I have a purpose, then I can withstand almost any how. I heard a quote, and I am drawing a blank on who said it. I want to say it was Viktor Frankl, but he said, "He who has a strong enough why can withstand almost any how." And law school is hard. most graduate school is hard. Life is hard. Being a dad is hard. Being a husband is hard. Being a student, being an employee, being a boss, like all of it can be super difficult. But if you have a strong enough why, then you can withstand all these hows. If your purpose is that I want to provide for my family, or if your purpose is I want to be the best lawyer, best doctor, best accountant, best artist, best guitarist, whatever that you can be, that can get you through those tough times, through the process times, before you get to the end of your goal. Where passion will burn out, your purpose is a fuel. It's like a battery inside of you. And I have found that even when my passion has run out for whatever I'm trying to study, I kind of lean back on that purpose. And that gives me the energy that I need to accomplish, to finish the paper, to read, to study, whatever it might be. And so I want to invite you all, and I continually try and do this myself. What is your purpose as a dad? What is your purpose as a husband? What are you trying to do? Are you just passionate about loving your spouse? Which, that's fine. That's great. But passion will dissipate. What you need is to understand your purpose to be a provider, to be a helper, to be a lover, to be a friend to your spouse and to your kids. To be a friend, be a father, be an example. What is your purpose? You have a purpose, and you're here for something. And that will drive you far more than any passion ever will. So I hope that provides value for you today. If you like that, please like, subscribe, and share this podcast with anyone you feel it would benefit. I will link this book in the show notes so that you can, if you want to pick up a copy, you're welcome to. And I will talk to you all tomorrow. Peace.